notre envoyé spécial Vincent Cochet. Et tout chaud, sorti du studio en exclusivité.
Oui. Sommet pour les Afriques qui réunit.
J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris. Farelle toujours, mon cœur est ravi. Manhattan est belle, mais à quoi bon le nier? Ce qui m'ensorcelle, c'est pareil, c'est pareil tout entier. Le voir un jour, c'est mon rêve joli. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris.
Thank you, Cindy.
Welcome.
African Aid Summit Prep meeting with the Foreign Minister tomorrow at noon, summit conference on Wednesday, G8 Undersecretary Conference dinner on Thursday, and a reception for the Secretary of State on Friday, sir.
Can't you see we have more urgent matters to consider, Reese?
Of course, sir. Check.
Must you always be so methodical?
Well, that's what you pay me for, sir.
And you're worth every penny. But that doesn't mean I'm just going to sit here and watch you copy Fischer's ambush on Spassky back in 72.
Yep.
Parking lot, number 17, Rulisco. 7th section, Silver Series 5 BMW. Same as before.
Yes.
Wait.
Excuse me, sir. They need me downstairs to review the summit seating chart with security.
Yeah, well, as long as you make sure that I am seated next to the foreign minister.
Of course, sir.
And by the way, you ever find out which of those two secretaries he's banging, the brunette or the blonde?
I'm afraid both, sir.
God, I love the French.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good work, Reese.
Thank you, sir. You know, if you gave me the chance, I could do so much more. I was thinking, have you received my application for A4 training?
You'll get your shot at Special Ops, Reese. But right now, I need you to secure a chip in the Foreign Minister's conference room during tomorrow's meeting with the Ambassador. Would that be a problem?
No problem at all, sir. Except I don't have the chip.
Really? I was told you'd had it all afternoon.
No, I'm quite sure I don't.
Hold on. Left jacket pocket.
Did you save the world today, James?
If only you knew, Caroline.
Then tell me, what did you do?
You know, I can't go into details.
Not yet. All right, then. What do you think about this?
I think, wow.
You like the fabric?
I love it. Looks kind of familiar, though.
It should. There are bedroom curtains. All right. So what are we eating for dinner?
Whoa, wait a sec. Isn't it part of French tradition that the woman cooks while the guy watches TV?
Well, things have changed since the Middle Ages, you know? Now it's exactly the contrary.
Why don't we skip dinner altogether and go straight to dessert?
Is this all you can think about?
Every second of the day. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Reese.
Here's your topic list for today. I've highlighted the three-point shots. The rest are mostly layups.
Well done, Reese. You heading back to the office right away?
Do you mind if I stay and wait for you, sir?
No. Why don't you join us for the meeting?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Bonjour.
François. Thomas.
As I mentioned at our previous meeting, the president is extremely pleased with the way your cabinet and the State Department have come up with a mutual agreement on our policy concerning the African continent. However, we believe that it would make a big difference if France and the United States could release a common statement on the position of our two countries concerning the terms and conditions of the reduction of international debt.
We're also very pleased, Thomas. And I can once again assure you of my collaboration. Do you think that rather than making a precise statement on the specific figures of the African debt, we should express our understanding of the necessity of a substantial reduction of the debt so they don't sink even deeper?
You know, I believe that this statement will be seen by the international community as a sign of our mutual support on this matter.
You're absolutely right. Anyway, we'll have plenty of time to...
Excuse me, Minister?
Yes?
Is it true that you recently acquired several Goyas?
Really? I would love to see them.
Actually, they're on loan from the Prado. They're absolutely remarkable. You must see them.
You know, we have several guys in New York at the Frick Museum.
Have you?
You made dinner?
Don't worry, I didn't cook. It's takeout. I have a gift for you.
I forgot, didn't I?
No, you haven't forgot anything. Just open it.
Hello?
Planting a mic in the Minister's private office. Very impressive, Reese.
Thank you, sir. Anything I can do to help.
I appreciate that, which is why I'm giving you this next job on such short notice.
I'm ready. When?
Tonight. Be at the airport as soon as you can.
You know I haven't been briefed.
Your partner is being held by the French customs. I need you to get him out of there.
My partner?
Charlie Wax.
Right now.
Is there some problem? You're busy?
No. Not at all. Sir, you do realize that I am not Special Ops certified.
I'm a man short, Reese. Besides, it's mostly driving Wax around. Nail this job and consider yourself a member of the club.
It's the promotion.
Oh, that's wonderful. So it means we have two things to celebrate tonight.
Two things to celebrate?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
It was my father's. If I waited for you to ask, it would never happen.
Started. My partner's waiting.
Just remember who your partner really is.
the man you're looking for.
You don't serve energy drinks in Paris? It's for working out. It's for coming over for jet lag.
You're sure this is Charlie Wax?
He's proved up in the back.
Take him off our hands before we look him up.
Sucks,
without the cans, he can't drink in the cans.
Look here, it's corn syrup, caffeine, and water. And a cool label, that's all it is. Try it.
It will never enter France.
Well, that's all we got here, motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Don't get your panties up in a bunch just because I use the M-word as an adjective, as in when I landed at this airport, I was confronted by a self-important, American-hating, frog-leg-eating, snail-sucking, motherfucking, cock-sucking bureaucrat. Because I'd rather use it as a noun, as in, this motherfucker hates Americans so much, even though we saved his country ass in not only one world war, but two, he still won't let me through with my cans. So now that we're clear on how I use the M-word, with no disrespect to you or your official capacity as the guardian of your country's borders, I'll just move on with my cans.
Non, monsieur, jamais en France. It will never end in France, okay?
Well, how am I supposed to have the energy to enjoy the endless pleasures of your fine city?
We can get you a few shots of espresso on the way out instead, sir.
It is very important that you clear customs.
Not without my cans.
Pardon, monsieur.
Can I talk to you for a minute? You got a real problem with those cans.
So it seems. I'm running late. You know this place?
Yeah. There's better Chinese food in town.
Yeah, well, I hear they make a killer egg for young, so slip this guy some bills, and let's get me over there.
Well, that's not how we do things here, sir.
Well, that's how I do things. Why don't you call the embassy and get me a different driver who will comply to the way I do things?
I'm not your driver. I'm your partner.
Yeah, you're the chess player. I read your file.
You play?
Do I look like I play board games? So why don't you get this guy laid? Give him a box of Cohibas, a bottle of Chevys, do whatever it takes. Just get it done.
Why don't I try something just a little more subtle?
You know that really wasn't necessary back there?
Yeah, I know. I just like sticking to these self-righteous little pricks. I think just because they got a badge and a uniform, they can lord over us civilians anytime the mood strikes them.
And you know we can probably get that drink in any supermarket?
Yeah, I know that too.
So what's the big deal over some corn syrup, caffeine, and water?
Well, the big deal is my secret ingredient, which I cannot take the chance that they would find out about. Hence the diversionary tactics of the grammatical variation of motherfucker.
You mean everything back there was...
You didn't get that?
You know I'm authorized to get you any weapon you want.
Yeah, but not like this one. Because me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. Till death do us part. Fuck up China's number one dish.
It's not Chinese, it's American.
Bullshit.
It was invented by a Jewish guy in San Francisco.
Bullshit again.
I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing Chinese about it, not even the name. Fu Young's got nothing to do with what's in that dish.
Oh, so you're not only a chess master, you're a Chinese language specialist.
Level 2 Mandarin at Cambridge Night School.
Really?
And the Chinese word for egg is don.
Excuse me. Sir.
Yes, sir.
How do you say egg in Chinese?
I'm sorry. I am fourth generation. I'm born in Brussels. I don't speak Chinese.
Whoa! Hey, take it easy. The guy said he doesn't speak Chinese.
Maybe this is something he does speak.
What the fuck, Wax? The guy's just a waiter.
Well, if he's our waiter, he can help us order dessert, can he? I was looking for a Pakistani Chinese dish.
No dessert. Just fortune cookies.
Oh, well, let's order off the menu then.
Creme brulee from pastry.
No, just no, no, no. I'm more in the mood for something you sniff off a spoon. Something you buy by the kilo. Shh!
You good?
Let's just get out of here.
Did I say we were done?
Look, if you really want to score some coke, I'm sure I can find someone someplace else.
We're not going anywhere. Where's the blow?
No blow.
Where's the blow?
No blow.
Empty that vase and collect some of that shit. Did you ever notice the closer you get to the people who cook the shit, the better it tastes? And from the taste of it, we're about two people removed from the chef who's got the recipe for this very fine product. You tell whoever you work for, I didn't kill you because I got a message for him. Wax on, wax off. Come on, pard.
Reese, Keys! Come on!
Wax on, wax off. What about it?
I don't get it. What are you, the Karate Kid or something?
If you want to be a secret agent man, you have to roll like a secret agent man. It's code.
Code?
Yeah, code. Wax is on, he's going to take you off. Gives him something to think about. Throws him off balance. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
This evidence?
Evidence my ass. Where we're heading, that's better than cash.
As long as it's all official business, right?
Well, if you knew this college girl named Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah. Scored some shit at that Chinese restaurant. Next thing you know, she's overdosing.
You got me riding along on some personal off-the-book job?
Fuck yeah, it's personal. I'm trying to take advantage of some kid who just wants to party.
Look, I'm sorry about your friend, Charlotte, whoever she is. But if this isn't about national security, I'm not going along with this.
It is when she's the Secretary of Defense's niece.
And the Secretary of Defense wants us to shut these guys down, right?
Whole operation, top to bottom, chef to chief. You got a problem with that?
Nope.
Good.
Hey, yo, you can't park here.
Well, I just did. Can I muscle you up, pard?
Hey, there's a secret code. Let me just...
No, let me. I'm really good at guessing.
There's a 9mm in two clips.
Well, I prefer sending my partners in a little heavier. So I would skip the Glocks and go with this 357. It's got a smoke trail better than a Cohiba.
Hey! Enculé touriste!
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just use your Cambridge level 2 to tell me I'm interested in what they're selling.
These are dragon heads. I think we should just buy what they're selling and get the hell out of here.
Oh, man, I just gave you a straight-up Hong Kong Shaw Brothers Kung Fu motherfucking chop suey show, and you're worried about this candy-ass street gang.
That was against kitchen staff.
Kitchen staff? No kitchen staff shedding lead like that. No kitchen staff, Oz.
Well, maybe not. But these guys look like they're going to make those guys look like choir boys.
Well, they ain't no L.A. Maria Villa gang. Just some Asian dudes.
Well, we're cool with the Asian dudes.
Am I right, brother? Wrong,
brother.
Tell me that wasn't some impressive shit. Kitchen staff.
Last census, about a billion.
Come on,
Leave him!
License plates. Now we've got you working with our top operative. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate the confidence, but don't you think Wax's methods aren't exactly,
What?
He's got me walking around with a vase full of coke, sir.
I'll admit, his playbooks have been unorthodox, but Wax always gets it done.
I understand, but don't you think...
Stop thinking, Reese. Just do exactly what Wax says.
So we're cool. This is all official business, right?
From the king on down.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to make sure, and
Reese,
as I said...
do not call me again. Not until this job is done.
Caroline. Caroline, I'm sorry. I meant to call you.
You just disappeared. Where are you?
Caroline? Caroline! Shit.
Reese, let's go. We got some time to pep up before we go to Mr. Wong's drug dealer. Hey, do you think they serve breakfast up there in the Eiffel Tower? Will you leave your cell phone for a second?
I just need to make this one call, okay?
Calling your girl ain't gonna get you home any quicker.
You don't have anybody to go home to, do you?
I thought you already met my wife.
If you met Caroline, you might feel a little different.
I woke up with my share of Caroline's.
She's no ordinary girl, Wax.
They never are.
Come on,
come on. A lot of shit here. Go ahead.
Hey, I thought this wasn't about you scoring coke.
It's not. It's about us smoothing over some edges so we can make it home alive.
Wouldn't you rather one of us actually had his wits about it?
I would rather not get shot because someone spotted you as an NPC gopher.
Well, that's your problem. Because I'm not sticking that shit up my nose.
You enjoy your walk home, okay? Maybe you can flip my license plates next time I come to town. Good.
Alright. I remember you would be in that car with me.
This is not the same stuff the Secretary of Defense and he snorted, right?
Oh, this blow, that blow, it's all blow.
Yeah, but the blow that she took gave her cardiac arrest.
Yeah, well, if we were taking that shit, we'd be foaming at the mouth.
Wake up. It's never been about the coke.
What about Charlotte? The secretary of Dick Vance's niece.
Are you high?
There ain't no niece.
Woo! Man, that shit is strong. You might be feeling some side effects by now.
Wax! Wax! What the fuck?
Well, you're still on this ride with me.
I don't know where the fuck we're going or what the fuck
what
this
the
is about.
What do you think this is about?
It's about terrorists. It's about the terrorists, man.
Converting their finances into drugs so they can move it around without being detected. It's about buying any type of explosive which can shred anybody, anywhere, men, women, kids, cats, dogs, you name it.
Terrorists. Oh, shit! Fuck.
That's our guy.
Act the part. Some drug addicts.
The guy you're gonna kill?
I didn't say I was gonna kill him. Just tell him we're on a party.
Party?
Yeah, tell him we want two big titted chicks in that building. I had to tell him.
Bonjour. Can you see from under me?
And you? Would like to watch?
Enjoy the rib. I got him off of Sweden, Thailand.
What about the pimp?
Go for it, whatever gets you off.
How about I get off this elevator?
James?
Caroline!
Well, that was a cool thing about French chicks. They're not as uptight as the American girls.
Well, she's not very French like that, Wax, and she's definitely going to want to know what I was doing in that elevator with you and her.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be asking her what she was doing in this part of town.
She was buying fabric. She makes her own clothes. What am I supposed to do now? I'm totally fucked.
No, not after I tell her how you pulled the trigger, saved the day.
You think I'm just going to stand here and lose my girl while you get laid?
Haven't you learned anything since we've met?
What's the deal?
March now, motherfucker. Move.
Huff, give me that Nadegret.
Yeah, that's the big ball shit I'm looking for.
Give me that Nadegret. Schnell.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
What the fuck does it look like I'm doing? I'm charging my fucking cell.
But when you're done, why don't you check out the bank our friends are using to launder their drug money?
What am I looking for?
You're looking for a Pakistani with a big bag of coke or a raghead pushing a wheel cart filled with cash.
Unbelievable.
I swear, what you saw was nothing like what it seemed.
Well, it seemed like my dancer was riding up an elevator with some hooker and her pimp.
Yes, she is a hooker, and no, that guy is not her pimp.
Who the hell is he then? Tell me.
You know I can't discuss my work.
Well, you should probably make an exception this time, James.
It's this crazy partner they got me working with, okay?
What? The pimp's your partner? He didn't exactly look the embassy type to me.
He's not. They flew him in specifically for this one job.
Well, I don't like you leaving me to work with guys like him.
Caroline, I don't like it either.
Then stop doing whatever it is you're doing. Bring your friend for a dinner if you want. Please come home.
I'm gonna have to call you back, okay?
God, I love this country. Any back door action on this side?
Yeah, what about the front door?
It's probably that Pakistani pimp. Kill the fucker.
I'm not gonna kill the guy, Wax.
Hell of fucking me, we got customers.
Now, next time I tell you to shoot the fucker, shoot the fucker.
Oh.
Hey, Reed! You like shopping?
Come on, Wax. Let's just finish the job and go home, okay?
Miss out on the finer things that Paris has to offer?
What? After all the shit that we've been through, you're just gonna let them walk?
No worries. We're just handing them off to the eye in the sky.
Request level 1 satellite visual surveillance.
NSA Eagle Eye 1 track set. Reassignment protocol for satellite repositioning.
Sending target coordinates package.
Eagle Eye confirming visual identification. Target has parked. Passengers have entered building.
Transferring current location to agent for target recovery.
They didn't mention this dump in my Parisian guidebook.
Why should the dumps here be any different to the dumps back home?
I just figure in Paris and all, you know. Shithole should be nicer. I can dig it, though. Brings me back to the day.
Yeah? I don't remember it being particularly happy days.
Nah, see, I would have figured you for a Cambridge man all the way.
Cypress Houses, East New York.
Oh, shit, really?
Uh-huh.
You didn't get out much, did you?
Not really. I was the only kid to make it off my block alive, though.
I wish someone had locked me up. I always wondered what guys like you were all locked up in apartments reading and shit.
Mostly watching Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Dreaming of getting out?
Kirk, your spot.
Uhura.
Ah, here we go.
Bonjour. Tu parles anglais?
My friend and I are looking to get beamed inside.
Yeah, that's an American dollar.
Wait, Winston. I get rushed. Don't look that one in the eye.
Ashdu! Ashdu, did
you? I told you not to look that one in the eye.
Couldn't help it. I was curious.
Ashdu! Ashdu!
I think they want us to get down on the ground.
What
the hell are you doing?
Let me give you a little advice I picked up in Somalia. When a shaky 10-year-old points a gun in your face, you do whatever the fuck he wants. Now get down here.
We
just want our bling.
Donne ta montre!
You feel homesick yet?
Fuck no. It's fake.
Stop
well, this isn't. Caroline's father gave it to her.
Man, I swear that girl's gonna get you killed.
Looks better on me.
Definitely.
Thank you. For you, $50.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
That's good shit. That's the Colombian mixed with a little flour, right?
Now give me a kilo. A kilo? You think this is Bogota?
What the fuck am I gonna do with 5 grams?
Maybe you can sniff it off your homeboy's ass.
Now maybe you can get off your jive ass and hook me up with the player who can hook us up.
5 grams is considered personal consumption. That they can get away with. Anything more than a kilo is 15 years in prison.
But wouldn't it be a shame for these motherfuckers to get caught with 5 kilos of their own shit? Got caught with 5 kilos of their own shit. Thank you.
Give me the ring.
Yeah.
That's it. Give me. Fucking ring.
Tell us where the pack says, or I'll have him take you for another round.
Give it to me.
That fucking ring off your finger.
Yeah, boy.
Better be the apartment right over where the Pakistanis are staying. Are you gonna be? What's the math on him?
He's gonna be like the 26th guy in the last 24 hours. Hey, that's about a guy an hour.
All adds up. Go.
C'est Rachid.
Yasmine n'est pas là, va-t'en, Rachid.
Justement, je viens de parler de ça, c'est important, ouvre la porte, tonton.
Relax, old man. We're not going to hurt you. We'll be gone in 5 minutes.
Why should they worry? At my age, there is nothing to worry about. With the world we left you, you are the ones who should be worried. Minty?
Why the hell not?
You think it was that different back in your day?
It is just as evil for certain. But it is a lot less polite.
Okay, Rashid. Let's see what kind of trouble your buddies are brewing up down there. Sit down.
How's the luck?
Looks like they're closing up shop.
I'll check.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. I am gonna take the scenic route. And you, my friend, are gonna go downstairs to the 10th floor. Should anybody come through that door, you need this to keep in touch. Thanks. That's good shit. How do I get some?
You can. It's homegrown, Nana.
All right. Thanks for your hospitality, old man. Let's go.
Nice work, Reese.
What's so nice about it?
How about the fact that he's dead and you're alive? How am I gonna get out?
Two, maybe three.
You're not gonna catch him now, Wax.
What time you think it would take to run down 9 floors of stairs, huh?
I have no idea, Wax.
You think about 6 seconds a floor? That sound right?
Yeah, sure.
That'll take 54 seconds to get down there. And 5 seconds across the lobby. And 4 seconds to get to the car. And then there was none.
Cops will be here soon.
Damn, this place is dripping with intel. Come on, help. Come on.
Hey, Reese.
We need to get out of here, Wax.
Get in here.
Check this out. I don't want anything more to do with this place, Wax.
Well, you got more to do this than you think.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Why, you suddenly run out of explanations? You don't know where this is heading?
Fuck, no. I just follow a bouncing ball right now. That leads to you.
Hey, I got nothing to do with this, Wax.
Well, that's not what the evidence tells us.
Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
They're heading to the 10th floor. The door's rigged. They'll be blown to pieces.
It's not a fucking option.
If you go out there, drag us into it, it's over. You're just a bunch of cops doing your job.
If we don't finish our job,
thousands of people could be killed. You got that? That's the point. We're supposed to protect people, not let them die.
Fucking time for a body count? It's too late.
It's not too late for them.
Reese, please park it in.
Wait, stop. I gotta get my stuff.
They knew we were coming. I'm sure it's stripped by now.
Look, my prints were all over that car. The cops will trace it back to the embassy and to me in no time. Fuck!
Okay, let me get my head around this. You want to stop in the middle of our getaway so you can grab your plates, wipe your prints, and grab some files.
I'll be quick.
All right, quicker than this.
What the fuck, Wax?
Fucking boom. Work for you?
You're fucking crazy.
You did good today, Reese. Helped save the world a little bit. Why don't you have a seat here and reflect on our eventful day? I'm gonna go shoot the shit with these trench coats.
What's the deal with the bag?
What I got in this bag is gonna get me killed one day.
You look pretty bulletproof to me.
Reese, every man's got his vices. And in my case, the locals here call my vice a royale with cheese.
So the job's finished? We can go home?
Not till the trench coach call us and tell us we can.
What if it's never over, Wax? What if we can't beat these guys?
Why don't you ask the guy you shot what it feels like to win?
I didn't shoot him. I couldn't pull the trigger.
I know you didn't. But it's okay. It's not going to report.
Well, maybe it should. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this sort of work.
No, that's exactly why you need to stay in it. Keep your eyes like me honest.
You don't need me, Wax.
Oh, you fucking kidding? Tell me we're not a perfect match.
Dinner?
Why the hell not?
Hey, I brought my friend Charles for dinner.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. have you been all day?
So you gotta tell me something. What do you do when you're not busy making men's jaws drop?
What did you do? That might work on the girls in the red light district. So what the hell were you thinking, taking Reese to some hookup? You know they got engaged last night?
Sure. Talked about it all day. Just had to go pick up a fabric shipment. I'm a rag importer. We got a little business on the side, but, you know, I spend most of my money on cars and women.
Not in that order, I hope.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm listening.
Really? Well, how many numbers you got?
Call them all back. All right, so, where were we?
You were telling my friend what fabric you and my fiancé were picking up when I saw you.
Well, I'm not really in the clothing business. I'm actually in the cloak and dagger division of the embassy, like my boy here.
Mostly cloak.
Mostly dagger.
Killed anyone today?
Well, let's see. About one an hour on average, I'd say.
And what type of people did you kill today, James?
You know, the usual. Bad guys.
Bad guys, baddest ass, suicide vested, cold hearted Pakistani motherfuckers inside of Karachi. No, well, seriously, I mean, we took down a whole terrorist cell today. Tell them.
That's what we were doing in the elevator when you saw us.
Truth. But he's being modest. Tell me how you saved the day.
I helped.
Did you at least catch them all?
Not sure, but find out soon enough. All right. This pate. This pate, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Rise,
Mr. Ghost. Oh my goodness, bro.
Rise, Mr. Ghost. What did you think that was?
Oh.
I like you. I like Nasty Girl.
Excuse me. Hello. No, I'm sorry, there's no rose here. Wrong number.
That's the call we've been waiting for.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Wes?
Shut the fuck up right now, you listen to me. Rose was a code word. Nicole's number's on every Pakistani cell phone that we found.
She's Pakistani, you stupid fuck. It doesn't mean she's a terrorist.
It does when she's your best friend and you got him living in an apartment that's bugged.
What the hell are you talking about,
Wes? I'll show you what I'm talking about. You stay right there. Don't you fucking move. Watch this. Yeah. Here. How much you want to bet she's got another dozen buried around here?
What? You're the one who rented the apartment. Wait. Before we started dating, I had her completely checked. She's totally clean, Wes.
What? You had me checked out.
Obviously not enough. She's working for the fucking people who took your picture, man.
No, I don't believe you. You got the wrong girl, Wes. You got the wrong girl.
What are you wearing right now that she gave you?
Nothing.
Your ring, man. That's how they've been tracking us. Come on, give it over. I'll prove it to you. Come on, I'll give you my gun. Give me the fucking ring. Give me the ring. Give me the fucking ring. I'll prove it to you.
Don't. Please.
Don't you dare point that at me. You point that at her. All right, this is how it works. If there's a transmission in the ring, it'll interfere with the stereo. See that?
Why, Carolyn?
You good?
My shoulder.
I told you that fucking chick would get you killed.
Please.
Green, 92MPR75.
Steve, come give me a hand here.
Oh, there's one more.
There you go. 17 microphones, 5 cameras, 2 in your bedroom.
It's impossible. Caroline couldn't even screw in a light bulb.
I'll never put this shit into what they're doing. Hope you got some good moves on you, buddy boy, if it gets on YouTube.
I fucked up.
Nah, you're just in love, man. Love's always a bitch.
Yeah? What do you know about love?
Well, once in the Congo, twice in Beirut. Same girl. I ain't made of stone, no matter what you think. Come on, think about it. Where could she be? Family, friends.
She never talked about her life, and I never thought to ask. I don't know anything about this girl, Wax. How'd I miss this?
I need word on that Volvo. We need to find this girl.
Got it?
You're on.
Hello.
Please don't bother tracing. I will be off in a minute.
I'm sorry it came to this. I didn't mean to hurt you.
You need to understand.
Then help me. Because I don't know what the hell is going on.
Just tell me the truth, Caroline.
Six years ago, I met a man who opened my eyes to his fate. And finally, for the first time in my life,
everything made sense. I knew I had a purpose.
To lie to me? To shoot me?
Serve my cause.
And living with me.
Spying on me.
That was all part of your plan?
Caroline?
Caroline! She's gone. Get a lock on it.
No, it's too short. It's okay. Could play it back. Drop her voice out and bring up the background.
You need to understand.
Good, louder, louder.
And finally, for the first time in life, everything made.
Where is that?
Could be the Parapherik.
They're leaving Paris. Where are they going?
Ambassador Bennington.
Yes, sir.
God damn it, what are you doing?
The delegation just landed, Reese. Why the hell aren't you at the airport to greet them?
Welcome to France.
The American delegation just landed for the U.S. African Aid Summit.
They're gonna hit the delegation. Who's driving?
Probably me, sir.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait a sec. Is that it? Don't you want to think about this for a second, Wax?
You think about it. You're the chess player.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Don't you say anything about this.
Why do
it's between
stars
us.
Still fall down from the sky every time you walk by?
Thank you.
okay, sir?
Huh? I don't know. Something's wrong here. It doesn't make sense. If they wanted to hit the delegation, then why did they wire this apartment? Why'd they use me?
All the Paris-bound lanes have been blocked off. We'll reach the motorcade in a few minutes.
Yeah, if those fuckers want to strike on the freeway, they shouldn't be far.
Here it is. Go, go, floor it!
You got any heavy metal?
How about this? Ooh, come to daddy.
Inside that car.
What? What are you talking about? I can see her in the passenger seat.
Come on, listen to me.
She is not inside that car. She is entering the summit as a delegate.
What? Are you sure? Because I can see her from here.
Wait, wait.
The Volvo is probably a diversion.
Make sure you get a visual contact before you take your shot.
How close? I gotta look inside.
Shit. I'm on my way to the summit.
Okay, I'll be behind you. I gotta clean this shit up.
Intel of a potential threat. They want us to change our course. Negative.
Is he gone?
Pass him up. Get me on the bridge.
Thank you.
shot.
Get down now! Get down!
Welcome to Paris, baby.
Excuse me.
Good morning.
Wax.
Look, she's probably wearing one of those shock-activated vests.
Like the ones we found in that apartment?
No, wait, she wouldn't do that, Wax.
The bitch ain't going to the summit to make some speech, Reese.
If I can find her, I'll talk to her.
Yeah, she'll blow your fucking head off, okay? Now, you're going to have to aim up high where there's no vest. You understand what I'm saying? Do you fucking understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
Good.
Talking ain't going to do the job, man.
Okay, you're going to have to take that shot.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't let you in.
Could you please try it again, sir?
Sir, this card's already been used by Ambassador Bennington's assistant.
That's impossible. I am Ambassador Bennington's personal aide.
Please come with me, sir.
Look, I can explain
sir,
this.
Sir, right this way.
I think
way,
my girlfriend
sir.
Stole my
sir,
card to get
come
into
with
the
me.
Summit.
Sir,
if you'll just give me,
come
a,
with me,
if
sir.
You'll just give me
please,
a minute.
Sir,
Ambassador Bennington! Ambassador Bennington!
Let him through, for God's sake. He's my personal aide.
Give me that.
Where the hell have you been? Reese, are you aware of what happened to the delegation on the freeway?
I need to talk to you right now, sir.
So what is going on? Reese, since when do you carry a gun?
There's a suicide bomber inside the embassy.
There's been absolutely no intel on that.
I'm telling you. You need to clear this conference right now.
I can't shut down the summit on the vague assumption that
this
you
is not an assumption. I know the bomber, sir. She's my fiancée.
Your fiancée?
She's been using me as a cover all along.
Are you sure she's in here?
No, I'm not.
Mr. Ambassador, the delegation is about to arrive.
Let him go.
Not with the women.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Caroline!
I would have respected the inner organization.
Caroline.
We have a situation.
Don't you fucking move! Don't you fucking move! Caroline! Don't move! I do not want to do this. I do not want to shoot you.
I need you to lay your weapon down now, sir.
Lay your weapon down, sir. Put your weapon down, sir. Drop the weapon!
No, no, no! Do not shoot! That vest will explode! Caroline.
Please.
Let me help you.
need any help. I am at peace.
Caroline, this isn't peace. You told me before that the reason you did all this is to find some kind of purpose. Try to make sense of it all. Well, that's all I want too, Caroline. No, please. Don't do this. Just listen to me, okay? Just for a minute. Just listen to me. Nothing else in the world matters right now, Caroline. Except I love you. And that's all I have. Love for you. And even if you don't love me, and that's all the sense any of us is ever gonna get.
Going on. I did not fly 10 freaking hours to get my ass melting in this limo.
I'm sure it's all for your own safety, ma'am.
Always say that when you don't have a clue about what's going on.
Wax.
For Christ's sake, would you please explain what's going on? Excuse me, ma'am. I'm very sorry. There's been a security problem. It has been handled, and you're free to go. Have a nice evening.
I want to know who's responsible for this delay, and I want him fired.
That's what I liked about the job. You get knowledge, you get compliments.
Here, I got you a little something to keep you going. Wherever it is you are going.
Yeah? Yeah, man. You know, I got this sense that you're going to take your act on the road pretty soon here, courtesy of the very appreciative government. But I must tell you that I wouldn't be against your coming with me.
I gotta get back to the apartment, Wax. I got so...
That apartment's been packed up and shipped out, but I think I know what you're looking for. Well, something to remember by.
Thanks, Wax.
Come on, let's play a little chess game before I go.
I thought you were the kind of guy who didn't like to play chess.
I lied. Sue me.
Okay, but I gotta warn you, I don't take prisoners.
Well, I gotta warn you, I am a very sore loser.
Okay, well, if that's the case...
No shit! Yeah, man! Damn! Welcome to the club, Bard.
Oh, you're going down. You are so going down.
Listen, Hoss, I'll tell you something. What I forgot about this game, you haven't learned yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Just warning.
Okay.
So tell me about that girl, too.
Come on, son.
you out. It's too late to change your mind. Off the record, I've been saying, cut the cord that's hanging you. On the record, information, pretty soon I'm selling you. Just